You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Second group of people in here for Kōrero about their portion of this awesome new Double Double album. We have Caleb and Jack and Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, my mind is going kind of crazy. But we have you guys here on the program, and we have a little intro as well. You know Juno here. They are okay. Ortiporti's first post hardcore band. How are we doing this morning?
Good.
Pretty good, yeah.
You guys like SD Kid?
SD Kid.
I haven't heard of them.
You haven't heard of SD Kid? You haven't heard that song that just played that's not familiar to you?
No.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Congratulations for escaping the algorithm. You guys said in the Rolling Stone interview that you'd like to improve on your cooking skills.
Yeah.
How is that getting on, and who's the best cook?
I think I'm doing a lot more. Maybe we'll try harder with my cooking this year, I'd say.
I have a feeling that microphone might not be working super well. I have a feeling it sounds kind of funny.
Stefan does sound kind of funny anyway.
Yeah, Stefan, you should try that microphone instead. Let's boot that one up.
Yeah.
Hello.
But that sounds so much better. That sounds amazing.
Awesome.
Okay, so who's better at cooking?
I'm better at making three meals because I refuse to make any more than that.
Yeah. Is that fear-based decision-making?
Yeah.
Or anxiety-based?
I've also optimized the cost efficiency of the meals.
Chicken and rice is pretty cheap.
That is pretty good. You're meal maxing right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're meal mogging.
Oh, God. Do you want to talk about the EP?
I do not want to talk about the EP at all.
That's fair.
The new track, though, that is from the EP, which, you know, it is called You Know, funnily enough.
Yes.
It's called Skyscraper. What is your favorite Skyscraper?
None of them. If you listen to lyrics, it's
a bit of a warning about skyscrapers.
It's an anti-skyscrapers song.
Is that because they're, you know, resource intensive? They're actually bad at being, you know, good housing, and they're sort of a monument to capitalist hegemony.
I'm just afraid of heights.
Just afraid of heights. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, they could fall over and hit you in the head. Yeah.
They could, and we saw it happen a few years ago, didn't we?
Did it?
Well, one of them kind of fell over.
Quite a few.
Let's not get into that right now. And before we get more into the EP, Chill Dynamite Sense of Time, an inside joke Instagram account turned public, Ramona got like 8,000 likes on a Dark Souls video comment.
No, that was Babaka.
But Ramona's comment got 8,000 likes. You know, what does it feel like to get that like amount of attention on that video?
Why that video?
Yeah,
why that one?
Why did it get so high?
We've got better content.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The pictures of Caleb eating bananas and stuff.
Yeah.
What are you cringing about?
I hate this.
You put this out into the world.
No, I did not. I'm not a part of this. I don't want any association with this. This was spawned upon me. I went to bed early. Everyone else stayed up and said we should make the worst account.
Known to man.
You know, it's called 14 admins. There's only like 10 of them.
We're frauds, I'm sorry.
It's beautiful. But get back to the song. There is a recurring line in the song, stay away from skyscrapers. How do you think this song would do in New York where they really just can't get enough of them?
Not well. I wouldn't say they're our target audience, to be honest. I mean, I like New York. It seems like a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I don't know, move to Virginia or something. Get away. Stay away from
I think you'd be surprised with the amount of skyscrapers there, too.
True.
It's a very American...
I haven't been to the States.
I haven't been to the States. But Druk, who came down to the Crown the other day, they were from Virginia. Richmond, Virginia.
That was so cool.
Capital of the Confederacy. I said that to them, and they were like, whoa, we don't associate with that guy. Oh, man. There's other lines in this new song, Skyscrapers. Like, it's not that hard to catch the sun when it's falling on your head. Not hard to reach the clouds. Just get yourself back down. You know, are skyscrapers a metaphor for a certain kind of person or a mind state? Mayhaps.
I'd say it's a... I mean, when I was writing the lyrics... I almost was thinking of it, like, literally. I guess the lyrics of the song go back to Ramona's parents. They're awesome people. They recently moved to Palmerston, middle of nowhere, little tiny rural town.
Just up north?
North
of Dunedin.
South Palmerston.
Yeah. Good ice creams there.
True, yeah. I haven't had the ice creams. But
I interrupted you.
I was thinking of the... I guess the concept of... I mean, there's so much going on in the world right now. It's a scary place. It's like, we're pretty good here in New Zealand. Like,
We're better. We're okay.
It's
we're
okay. I mean, I don't know about what these guys up in the top house are doing, but
no.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess it's like you're so unaffected by all of that when you live out in rural Palmerston, you know? And I think we need to go back.
Mm.
Go back. Get away from this capitalist.
De-tickify. Yeah. You know, I thought I could glean that from the song, but sometimes my interpretations of songs are very, very political. And so I'm glad that this is the sort of thing
I feel
you're
like
talking about.
We don't normally sing about political things, but it kind of is a political song, just very headed, like buried in lyrics, you know.
Yeah. Return to Monkey kind of vibe. no, not quite that
not,
level.
Not
but
quite that level.
We need to just like chill out, you know.
Yeah, chill out. Yeah, we don't need to be the richest, most powerful people. We don't need to.
Nah. Elon Musk should be the most rich person in the world.
Yeah. Let's just. Yeah.
What are your opinions on this, Jack?
I don't know. I just play drums.
George Henderson wrote that the fusion of rock performance and digital production on this track and others on the new EP, you know, is pretty special. What elements of digital production are we working with?
I do not know.
Tane's MacBook.
Mm.
That was probably the most.
Fruity Loops.
We built the whole EP on
GarageBand.
Free GarageBand.
I don't know. I think it. I think compared to, because we recorded it at Tiny's place, same thing with Vagina Dry and Civil Talk.
Mm.
I think because, I don't know, we have weirder sounds, it sounds more digital than the others.
Mm. We're a bit different.
Like George Henderson accused us of using keyboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Accused us.
Mate.
Yeah. But I think part of the digital production is that Sam just did such a good job mixing it.
Mr. Sam Cheeseworth.
Yeah.
Suzzy Chuzzy, as I like to call him. He's the legend. Will we ever know who this Juno character is? You know, with this EP title, you know, it's alluding to someone that we might be familiar with already.
It's not a question.
We've got to wait.
You've got to wait.
Okay. The lore will be unveiled soon.
Okay. Maybe you could drop pieces of it in Chill Dynamite Sense of Time.
I already have.
No.
You already have.
The lore. There's a backstory to this.
There's actually giveaway codes in each of our posts.
Yeah. If you flick through our posts fast enough, backwards, then it shows a barcode.
Mm, that says Hail Satan. If you play the posts backwards, they start to say Hail Satan. Why do you think, I asked this question of Vagina Dry earlier, but why do you think you're involved with the 4EP project and what links you all together?
We're kind of just friends with...
Jake, you're having a ball right now, aren't you?
What a question. Do you just want to sit in that? Just sit in the question? That was... You wrote it down, just... Sat back. That was done for the day. That was a great question.
Sorry, what were you saying, Stefan, about?
Oh, we're just something? Friends.
Just friends?
We're just friends.
Just mates.
We're just mates, you know.
Mm. You're all in the friend zone.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm happy with that, you know.
It's a good place to be.
And I guess it's like... I don't know. I feel like the bands that have been picked for this release are all very, like... tight-knit with each other. And, I mean, there's so many other bands that could have been on it.
Mm.
I guess we're just too good.
We lucked out.
We're just better.
We won the lottery. You guys got any shows to plug?
Next weekend at the Crown.
It's happening down the Crown.
Space Bats Attack.
Whoa, Space Bats Attack?
Yeah, they're coming back.
Oh, I want to be in Auckland when this is all done. Oh, okay. Have to watch some Auckland band like ringlets.
And also, obviously, the dates for these shows, which is
3rd and 4th of June.
Which is coming around the mountain.
Yeah.
Speaking of Virginia. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions for our lovely listeners out there?
Make sure to brush your teeth.
Mm. You know, I can't go to bed without brushing my teeth.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I get twice anxious. A day, always. Fuck.
Yeah. What about you, Jack?
No comment.
No comment. Should people unfollow Chill Down at the same time? Ban it?
I've been trying to get it deleted for a while.
Can we cancel it?
I hope so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. That was You Know Juno's Jack and Stefan coming on to talk about their new EP, You Know, which is landing on this new 4EP project. They're Autiporti's first post hardcore band, and we've got their song Skyscrapers ready for your listening pleasure. Then up next, we'll have another band on for more kōrero. This is the Adju Big Breakfast program. It's 9:25. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.